That's right. We're right here live at Sharp Facets Gallery today, and I have two terrific guests talking about the program that is coming up this Saturday. It is a program for those in need of medical testing. That's right. We're going to be talking all about it right here with Donna Trapp, who is the director of the Free Medical and Dental Clinic at United Ministries. How you doing today, Donna?
I'm wonderful, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. And then I have the one and only Dr. Elizabeth Bethel right here with us. She is a former professor, retired from Lander University with in sociology. She came upon an idea sitting around the back porch of helping those in need, particularly those in the Hispanic community, sitting on a back porch, developed community initiatives, and today has quite an organization, everything from medical care to
Community outreach and guitar lessons.
Yes. What about the cellos? Are we still doing the cellos?
The cellos are alive and well.
All right. Are you still playing the cello?
I am.
You are. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yep. Dr. Beth Bethel, how are you doing today?
I'm very good.
Very good. It's good to have you all here today.
Yes, good to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Beth, what is happening this Saturday?
This Saturday, a number of free clinics, Greater Greenwood United Ministries, the mm-hmm. Abbeville Free Clinic, the Peachtree Edgefield Free Clinic, the Community Initiatives Free Clinic, the Good Shepherd Clinic in Lawrence, and the Newberry Free Clinic. How many is that? Seven?
Seven. Is that all of them?
I think that's
all. We have seven.
Yeah, we have seven.
All right.
These seven free clinics
right.
are going to offer free medical, dental, and behavioral health screenings to anybody who shows up.
Wow. How much does this cost?
It costs $0.
Zero.
Walk through the doors. If you need a doctor, if you haven't been to the doctor in a while, if you're having trouble seeing across the street.
We will have optometrists available as well.
You know what the problem with that, though, is, I mean, I just want to bring that up. Sometimes you don't realize that you can't see. I remember when I got my first glasses. I just thought that everybody saw this way, right? And then when I got my first pair of glasses, it was like, oh, my God, I can see across the street here.
Well, you know, think about it this way. If you are driving along and you wonder if that thing in front of you, that large fuzzy object, is a car or a person, you probably need to have your eyes checked.
That would be the first clue, Beth.
Okay, so now we're driving on this. Okay, I found out I needed glasses when I couldn't drive. Okay. All right, so, but they're going to be doing a lot of testing there. It's going to run, what, from 9 until 5?
I believe 9 until 5.
On.
And that's at each clinic.
At each clinic. So there will be a lot of coverage. Now, how many people do you think you're going to see in this clinic?
Very, very hard to make that kind of projection.
But
really,
you are prepared.
We're totally prepared. We hope we see hundreds.
Yeah.
Because we feel and have good reason for believing that there are a number of people in the Lakelands, throughout the Lakelands, who probably need to get some medical or visual attention and simply can't afford it.
Well, I think, I think one of the things about it is you're going to be doing testings and screenings so that you'll be able to refer people, correct?
Right.
We actually want them to find
a medical home. Through Lakeland Cares, we can do that. We have a referral process where we can refer them to the appropriate physicians.
So this will be a great opportunity to find a home to work mm-hmm. with people. Now, mm-hmm. of course, United Ministries, they have their free clinic. Tell us a little bit about that, Donna.
Well, we recently opened up 3 days, but we are a multifaceted organization. We have a crisis ministry along with the medical and dental clinic. We have our own in-house pharmacy.
So you do, you do help with different, you have a food bank?
We have a food pantry, which is supported by the churches. So.
And this whole clinic is totally supported, isn't it, by the by your churches? You don't take any federal money?
No, ma'am. We do not have any federally. We are not federally funded.
And people that come there, they do have to go through a process to be qualified, to be vetted.
We do a very strict screening process. We valid Social Security numbers and pictured IDs. We do all their financial documentation, so we screen them.
So you are really dealing, you deal with people that you know are in need.
Yes.
That I think that would be a good way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you even are able to get them dental care when they need it. How many times have we talked about the need for dental care? And dentists actually sign up to help do this.
Yes. We actually have several dentists on standby. They do it on a PRN basis, but currently they are only doing extractions. Some of them will do fillings and, you know, depending on the need of the patient.
Sure. But and you've told some interesting stories about the barter system, how they've brought vegetables, how they've done this, how people have done this because they've been so thankful to be able to have this type of help.
We did, and most recently we were able to provide, get one of our patients into surgery. She had a severe back problem. We got her into surgery, and she was able to donate money back when she got her disability. She brought us a check for $1,400.
How about that?
So,
I mean, that's when you know you helped somebody that really was in need.
When you know that you are making that person go into the viable workforce again,
mm-hmm.
then you can...
Well, I know that United Ministries has helped with an electric bill, if that's what it took. They've helped with a lot of different things. So United Ministries is a great place. Now, where are you all located?
We're at 1404 Edgefield Street, right across from the hospital parking lot.
Absolutely. Easy to find.
Close to Subway, too.
Close to Subway. Well, there you go. There's the answer right there. All right. So if you are in need, you need to check out United Ministries. Now, if somebody needs to call, what should they do?
942-9889.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give them a call. If you need some help, they would love to talk to you, but they want you to get on your feet.
Yes.
That is the whole
objective. That's the whole purpose. We want to give them a hand up, not a handout.
Absolutely. And everybody, and particularly in this economy, has had a lot of tough times. People that have never, ever asked for anything have been in that situation, haven't they, Donna?
There's, it seems to me that there's the people that have worked all their lives, they've lost their jobs, they do have a home, but yet one paycheck away from falling short.
Absolutely.
So.
And there have been so many people that have had homes that have lost their homes and have not known where to go or where to turn. And those are the people that they don't even know how to ask. They don't want to ask.
They don't. There's too much pride in that. And but we want them to step forward.
Absolutely.
If they need help, we want them to come.
Now, Beth, of course, one of the problems is that one of the first things you may give up, that things that you had, was your health care if you had health care.
That's where you cheat.
Yeah, that's where you cheat. And we all know that if you really, really, really need health care, where do you go?
If you really, really, really need health care and you really, really, really can't afford it, just go to the emergency room. They've got to take care of you.
They've got to take care of you.
And therein lies the problem.
And the problem is?
The problem is that it's extremely expensive to dispense primary health care from the emergency room. And for self-pay patients who can't pay the bill, it gets written off, and that impacts rather dramatically on your health care and my mm-hmm. health care costs.
Sure.
And so our goal is to reduce inappropriate emergency room care.
And to also try to keep emergency care from being needed, like being able to
get preventative cares,
like diabetes screenings and this mm-hmm. type of thing. Now, Beth, tell us a little bit about the free clinic at Community Initiative.
Our clinic is located down in the basement of the United Center, the place that used to be the Burton Center, and before that was Blake School over on Phoenix. You know, the wonderful.
Isn't it amazing that they've taken that building and it keeps giving?
It does keep giving.
You know, isn't that great?
I mean, it looks like the old school where I went to to elementary school. It's a wonderful three-story building.
But how many of those type of schools have they torn down?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, way too many.
And yet it has received a new home and is just thriving. And, of course, you're over there with Community Initiative. So what exactly does the free clinic do?
The free clinic provides health care to people who can't afford health care.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have two walk-in clinics a week on Monday evening and Saturday morning. You know, when we started the Saturday morning clinic, people said, well, you can't have a clinic on Saturday morning. And I said, well, why not? Why not?
Because they were out partying Friday night?
Nobody will come.
Because they were out partying Friday night? Okay, I got it.
When we open the doors at 8:30, mm-hmm. there's a line.
Well,
the working poor need help.
Yes.
And sometimes the only time they can come to the doctor is in the evening or on the weekend. So the Saturday clinic has turned out to be a very highly utilized clinic. On Tuesday night, we run a diabetes clinic, and that's also a kind of a wonderful experience that started out as maybe this will work by a couple of nurse practitioners, and it's worked beautifully. We've got 100,
what exactly do you do?
We've got 100 people enrolled in that clinic, and they come in. You know, if you're, well, let's say, what does a diabetic do if a diabetic is receiving routine medical care through a medical home? That person has it every 90 days, is in the doctor's office, having their A1C checked, and self-checks their blood glucose every day and manages their diet,
mm-hmm.
and is on some kind of medication typically,
mm-hmm.
although maybe lifestyle changes can control that disease for a while. But the diabetes clinic is for diabetics who don't have access to that routine healthcare system.
Yeah.
And so we have these 100 people enrolled in the clinic, 100 diabetics. And the people who are compliant, and, you know, there is something called a non-compliant patient.
No, where did you find that out?
Well, I think Ann Eller might be a non-compliant patient if I were going to guess.
I don't have any time to be non-compliant.
I understand that. And I understand that at times I've been non-compliant.
With, yes.
Like maybe even right now because I need to lose 30 pounds. But so there, patients who are compliant, diabetic patients who are compliant, are showing remarkable decreases in blood pressure, blood glucose. They're bringing their disease under control.
Sure.
And one of the features that our nurse practitioner added to this diabetes clinic is exercise. You know, our staff NP is this German woman named Susie Bender, and Susie has a very holistic attitude toward health. And so
you know what? In today's market, we almost have to have a very holistic
yes.
approach because we can't afford to be sick, really. So you need to do a holistic health.
You do need holistic
right.
health.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
What Susie did to convince this diabetic population to exercise was, A, she instituted Zumba so that we do Zumba down in the basement of the United Center. But
you shake the walls.
Zumba rock.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
likes Zumba. But in addition to that, she had diabetic patients do their blood sugar. They did a blood stick, a finger stick, before and after they exercised, and it made believers of them because they got instant change.
Sure.
Instant reduction. And so, you know, it's been that kind of innovative approach to lifestyle change and disease management that I think has made the diabetes clinic really a knock your socks off kind of medical experiment.
Well, you know, I think one of the things is that so many people don't know how to
yeah.
care for themselves. We as a society have just gotten, if a little bit's good, a lot more is better.
Yeah.
We don't exercise. Things that we used to do, like just walking to the store or walking
right,
here,
you
we're
get
not
in your
in
car.
Car. Yes. I mean, so these are the things that make a difference, and if you can get out and do some of these things, well, not only do you have the diabetes, but you also, didn't you start a woman's and a men's?
Yeah, we do quarterly men's health and women's health screenings. That's,
sure.
That's it, you know, but we do other screenings as well. We've got a monthly community outreach health screening program that goes on year-round, and then we are also running a by appointment only Wednesday afternoon clinic that's the brainchild of two of the residents at the Montgomery Center residency program. And that particular clinic is always staffed by residents. Now, and Community Initiatives provides clerical support. In fact, I am the clerical support for that clinic because I I wanted to get on top of it. And, you know, the way you know what's working
in
your organization is if you serve as a secretary.
Right,
absolutely.
And so I think you found that, Donna, at United Ministries, right?
Well, we were short on, when I first came there, we were short on pharmacy techs. So I decided that it was time for me to learn how to run the computer in the pharmacy and know exactly what they were doing. So, and more days than I can count, I'm usually in the pharmacy either running the computer or counting pills.
Well, you know, I think none of these things would really be possible if you didn't have a lot of good support from the hospital, from the Montgomery Center. These things make it invaluable. And Dr. Gary Goforth and his ability to see the need and to make those residents get involved.
His vision was, you know, has really helped our clinic as well. But
okay, well, we need to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll
be right
back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking about Lakeland's Care and the Lakeland's Rural Health Network. We're going to be talking more about what is coming up this March 31st, this Saturday. Can you believe that March 31st is already here?
I can't. And can you believe the weather is what it is in March?
No, I cannot.
I want to know who else planted.
I want to know. I want to know what it's going to be like in August. You know, if we
you don't want to think about August.
No.
Don't think about August right now. Think about March.
Absolutely.
Is it okay to plant our tomatoes yet?
I think so.
I did.
You did? Okay. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope we're going to have good weather here. By the way, are you still playing golf?
Oh, I'm playing a lot of golf.
A lot of golf?
Yeah. Okay. In fact, you know, if you read my Facebook page, you know that my putter failed me last week.
Sorry, Beth, I don't have time for Facebook. But I'll make sure to check it out now. Your putter failed you.
Well, I follow Sharp Facets on Facebook.
Excellent, excellent.
And I would assume that Sharp Facets follows me.
Oh, okay.
And
all
the
right.
clinic.
And the clinic, okay, we are. Well, we're talking about the clinics. We're talking about health care. Now, one of the things, though, that is an issue is Hispanics. Being able to speak English. What do you do about it?
Well, we have a translator at the clinic.
You have a translator at mm-hmm. United Ministries, and what about at Community Initiatives?
We have interpreters.
Interpreters.
Yeah, we have a lot of bilingual people at Community Initiatives.
Well, then you're solving the issue.
There isn't an issue.
Well, there would be if you didn't have anybody.
But we do.
But you do, so all therefore right. you've solved that one. All right, what else are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about behavioral health.
Behavior health.
Because one of the features that we're going to have at this event, mm-hmm. at these eight sites, is behavioral health screening.
Okay.
Now, I know that you, A&L-er, do not suffer from depression. I know you personally,
yes.
and I know you have no trouble with anger management. You have no trouble with any of those behavioral issues. But let's think about, is somebody having trouble getting out of bed in the morning?
Sure.
Is somebody not sleeping well at night because they worry all the time? Do you cry when maybe you're just sad a lot and you cry at inappropriate moments? Weight loss, weight gain, unusual, excessive?
Sure, you know, and I think those are one of the issues that we don't always think about when
exactly.
we think about
right.
health. You know, we think about taking care of the diabetes, we think about taking care of this. And, you know, I think the other problem with behavioral stuff is we seem to cure it all with pills anymore.
We do.
And
we
I
do.
Think that's a shame. You know, the psychiatrist or psychologist is not somebody that is out and is available as they used to be, say, 5-10 years ago.
Well, okay. Let's go with that, and let's let everybody know that we will have behavioral health screening. They used to call it mental health and mental illness, but the new language is behavioral health. at all of these sites all day long. And, you know, when you screen, you have to be able to refer people who have needs.
Exactly.
You can't, it would be irresponsible. Well, where are we going to refer people to? We can take the truly mentally ill people, the schizophrenics, and there are people with pretty profound mental illnesses walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Those people can be referred to Beckman, and they will be identified and instantly referred into the Beckman services. But what about the others?
Absolutely. I tell you what, Beth, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. We are going to hear a word from South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll.
We're back here at Truck Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. I'm not falling for it, Beth, just for the record. I know what you're headed for here, and I'm not falling for it. But anywho, we're talking about health care. We've just been talking about, what's the new word now?
Behavioral health.
Okay, and behavioral health, of course, deals with depression.
Anxiety.
Panic attacks.
Substance abuse.
And, you know, they have had a tremendous cutback in that area. Don't we agree here?
Services have been reduced everywhere for behavioral health. Locally, the hospital itself has closed its behavioral health wing and provides emergency behavioral health care, but no inpatient care of any
and that rate. At a really bad time when the economy tanked, when people are more, you know, when you don't have money, you do become more stressed.
Right.
When
you
can't
depressed.
Pay your bills, you can't take care of your family.
Well, if you could afford talking therapy at Western Carolina, it's available.
Okay. But
well, you have to be able to afford it. I mean,
absolutely.
It costs money.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying.
We have on occasion been able to come up with some funds to send a patient if they really, really needed it, but
I'll bet not on a daily basis, and not long term.
That's correct.
And you know, I think the shame of it is that so much is dealt with pills that we don't really get to the bottom line of the issue, right? And so therefore, they are managed rather than resolving issues.
Well, it's symptom-driven medical treatment is what
mm-hmm.
it is, rather than causally.
Well, aren't you just special with your medical terms here today? Symptom-driven, all right.
That was good.
But it's true. You know, we're not solving it, you know, the way they used to solve it, I think. We just hand somebody a pill because we can
control
the issues, right?
You're controlling the
symptoms.
Symptom-driven.
Yes, there you go. All right.
I can't get out of bed. Well, here, take this pill. You'll feel better. I cry all the time. Well, take this pill. This will help.
But our whole society is based on that now, isn't it? Whether it's vitamins to get us going, whether it's five-hour energy to keep us working longer, whatever it is, we're all driven by, and we have been made to believe that if we take this pill, we will be better.
You know, it took me a long time because I was caffeine driven for a good long while.
Don't you even go there with caffeine. You know
no.
that's my friend.
And it took me a long time to realize what it was that my body was about. When I just arbitrarily limited myself to 2 cups of coffee a day, and you know personally that it's not weak coffee that I serve.
Right.
It's good, strong, powerful coffee.
That's right.
And so, but what amazes me is that you can drink that coffee that I serve at 11 o'clock at night.
Yep, no problem.
Wow.
Out like a light.
And you are, I know. It's just stunning. And I have to stop at 9:30 in the morning. However, I've learned to understand when my body is tired,
mm-hmm.
to allow it to be tired, and then to put it to bed.
Right.
Without any help.
Sure. Well, even in people, yeah. But the bottom line is we don't have the type of services. We all think that taking a pill or having a cup of coffee or having an energy drink will keep us going. So we have people out there that truly are suffering, and they don't know why they can't get out of bed in the morning. They don't know why they're feeling the way they do.
That's why they need to come on Saturday. Let us screen them.
How do you screen for a behavioral?
You do it with talking, the way you treat behavioral problems, talking.
Okay.
So I may have 20 questions. I may say to you, are you sleeping more now than you used to or less?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself getting angry at little things that didn't used to bother you?
That's called grumpy old man, but go ahead.
I know, but Ann, you don't qualify as a grumpy old man. Aren't you video straight? You're so cute. My God.
But the bottom line is, so you have conversation. You're going to be asking a barrage of questions and looking for answers,
and
that will tell them.
And in the formal sense, it's called self-reporting symptoms.
Okay. And then what will be done for this person? Now, of course, this is all voluntary. If you decide you don't want to go any further with it, you don't have to go any further with it.
No, yeah. Walk out.
Walk out. But the idea of this is that you will be able to go to not only behavioral but diabetes. You said you're going to have some Dr. DeVore Compton is going to organize.
Yeah, so we'll be able to identify vision problems and refer those people.
This is a huge project.
It's gigantic.
How long has it taken y'all to pull this together?
We've been working on it since, for a year.
For a year?
And there are still some loose ends. As we sit here right now, I need to get up, run out the door, and deal with loose ends, because there are loose ends right now that are making me nervous.
Now, are you getting students from Lander to help with this? And
so I think there will be some nursing students involved.
Sure.
Lions Club volunteers. I mean, the team that's come together on this, it's really very impressive, and it's across communities. It
mm-hmm.
serves organizations. One of the most important people right now in the whole operation is Mega Lull. Do you know Mega?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think that it wouldn't run without Mega. I've talked to her 5 times in the last 6 hours.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, she did a big thing on the fundraising for the hospital for Forever Self, right? And I think, isn't she backing back a little bit from that and going to be, and maybe this is working with this more and
I
doing
think
some
she,
of these things?
I hope so, because we need her.
We need her. All right, Megan, you heard it right here on WLMA. Well, this event is going on this Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock. It runs to 5 o'clock. It's going to be, let's just run through the different places it's going to be. Beth, you want to give part? And Donna, you can give part of them here?
Well, let's start with Good Shepherd Clinic in Lawrence.
Okay.
And we have Edgefield.
Where is the Edgefield one at, you know?
It's adjacent to the hospital.
Oh, okay. All right. And where else do we have? What about here in Greenwood? What do we have?
We have Clinica Gratis in the basement of the United Center.
And United Ministries at 1404 Edgefield Street.
Okay, and then you have a place in Abbeville.
Abbeville will be also in a building that's on the hospital campus.
Okay.
The new Abbeville Free Clinic. If you haven't been to or know about the new Abbeville Free Clinic, you need to go drop by and just see the facility. Because it's a wonderful, new, exciting opportunity.
How did it get built?
Well, the hospital gave this building that they were using basically as storage to the United Christian Ministries of Abbeville.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the USMAC now has turned it into a clinic.
That's terrific. That is terrific. You know, one of my contentions about Greenwood, that if they know about something, the people in Greenwood do things about it. I mean, we've seen tremendous strides at the soup kitchen and the food bank and even United Ministries through the churches there, all the services that are right there at United Center. I mean, the free tax service. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that is
mm-hmm.
awesome to get the money back to the people and make sure that
mm-hmm.
they get it filed and it's correct. So there are so many ways and so many things that can happen here. Right now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some more of these issues and maybe how you can get involved and help out, because this is a huge undertaking. But it doesn't stop with this event, does it, Donna?
No, it doesn't. We have the Medicine Chase coming up as well, which is our annual fundraiser.
Absolutely. But after we get all these people referred and everything, you're probably going to want to follow up with them too, aren't you?
Absolutely.
That'll follow up like Lakeland Keys.
That'll be Lakeland Cares job.
Lakeland Cares job.
I've got a really good staff at Lakeland Cares, and they're prepared to follow up.
Boy, they are a good staff.
Excellent. That is great. Well, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Are we back here, Andy? We're back here. We were just, I didn't hear the music in my headsets here, so let's start talking about what we've got going here. Lakeland Cares for You. That's right. They've got a referral and screening day. It is March 31st. As March marches out, this program marches in, and it's going to be going on from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They have 8 sites in the Piedmont. Here in Greenwood, it is at the Free Clinic right there on 929 Phoenix. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the United Building. Greater Greenwood United Ministries has theirs right there at their clinic. Abbeville County Free Clinic, Newberry Free Clinic, Peachtree Medical Center over there in Edgefield, McCormick Family Practice in McCormick.
No,
they're not doing
McCormick Family Practice is not.
Okay, all right. Well, then we will take them off our list here. Okay, and what about doing anything in Saluda? No, okay, but you are doing one in Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the Good Shepherd Free Medical Clinic of Lawrence, that's right. Now, what they would like you to do is, if you know somebody who needs, who should get to the doctor, they don't go because they can't afford it, they don't have transportation, they come up with all the don'ts reasons why they can't do this, how about help them get there? It is free. They are going to be doing all kinds of things. Now, Donna, we were just talking about cardiovascular.
Cardiovascular screening, hypertension. We're doing vision screenings, diabetic screenings. So please have them come out.
Behavioral.
Behavioral health.
Behavioral health. I need to get the terminology right. That's right. Now, but these are referrals, and they will refer people to the appropriate place to get the type of help that they need. Now, if they refer them to these places, will they have to pay for it?
Well, maybe or maybe not, depending upon the individual's economic circumstances. And that's the role that the Lakeland Cares staff will play in all this. Donna talked right at the beginning of the program about the screening that the Greater Greenwood United Ministries mm-hmm. Clinic employs to determine whether or not a person is eligible to receive services at that clinic. And all of the free clinics who are participating in this program conduct some level of economic eligibility screening. Lakeland Cares is an organization that is functioning as an umbrella. And the Lakeland Cares staff will screen for eligibility, not on site, but for people who need additional referrals.
Now, where is the office for Lakeland Cares?
It's in the United Center on Phoenix.
Okay. So now, does somebody come by there then if they want to see whether they qualify, or how will this work?
It'll work. People who show up for the screening will complete a form called an patient intake form.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on a yellow piece of paper,
okay,
easily identified because it's going to be printed on yellow.
Okay.
That yellow form is going to go back to the Lakeland Cares office. Staff will review, and there's a place on that form, a little square that says, would you like for the Lakeland Care staff to contact you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Check. Yes. And they will contact you, and they will refer you.
Okay. And so everything from being able to go to Beckman Center to, the Montgomery Center, to all these different centers, they will be able to analyze what you give them that day and put it forth in a place where you
yes.
can go.
Yes,
so,
yes. So if you haven't had, if you're a woman and you haven't had a pap smear or a mammogram in the last 10 years and you're over the age of 45, shuffle on down there if you don't have any money.
Okay. All right.
We're going to get these things taken care of.
We're going to get all these things taken care of. Now the purpose of this is if we are able to take care of these things, what are you hoping to see futuristically?
Greater health in the community.
So that means then the cost of health care would go down?
Because theoretically,
that is the idea. And that, of course, is the idea of the health care mandate, is that it would go down. Now, Beth, you did want to address the health care mandate. In fact, today at the Supreme Court, this morning at 10 to 12 this morning, they were talking about the mandate part of it. Haven't had a chance to hear what everybody else is saying because I wasn't in the room. But what is your feeling about the health care mandate?
You know, I have very conflicted and very mixed feelings about the health care mandate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that that's the right label, even. I know that the debate today is over the notion of, can we require people to get health insurance? And if we can do that legally,
mm-hmm.
what are the consequences if I decide I don't want health insurance? Do I have the right to allow myself to get sick? Well, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not going to get into the legal snarl. I'm a sociologist. And as a sociologist, what makes sense to me is to craft a system whereby the things that people want and need to live healthy lives are available to them regardless of their economic condition or station. Now, as a sociologist, that's what makes sense.
What do you see if this is upheld futuristically as a sociologist? What will happen with society, do you think?
I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell a story.
Okay, Beth is going to tell a story, folks.
I have a 93-year-old aunt. She is, without a doubt, the most wonderful woman I've ever known. Her name is Mickey. Hi, Aunt Mickey. She's in Oklahoma, so I know she's not listening. She recently broke her hip. Just for your listeners, she broke her hip because she fell off a ladder on New Year's Day taking down the Santa Claus decorations because everybody else was at the Fiesta Bowl and she was tired of looking at them.
Okay.
And that's the kind of woman she is.
Feisty woman.
Feisty.
Yes.
Feisty, independent, and actually very healthy. 93 years old, she took two pills a day, a cholesterol pill and a thyroid pill. No blood pressure medication for mm-hmm. this woman. But she broke her hip, and I went out and spent 2 weeks with her because they tossed her in a nursing home, and she called me up and ordered me to Oklahoma to get her out of the nursing home, and I did.
And that's all she said, get me out of the nursing
get
home?
Get out here and get me out of this place,
okay.
is what she said.
Okay.
But one of the medications that she needed to start taking after this accident was Celebrex, because she landed on her knee, knocked a bone spur loose, and her arthritis, and, you know, at 93 you do have a little arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Her arthritis went absolutely berserk crazy, and she was in screaming pain, not from her broken hip, but from her arthritic knee.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor prescribed Celebrex. Well, my Aunt Mickey had terminated her Medicaid Part D a couple of years ago because she wasn't using it and it wasn't cost-effective. And so she was suddenly faced with $140 for a 30-day supply of Celebrex at the Walmart. And my cousin Carol Ann, who's a retired RN, said, I think that we ought to check out CanadaDrugs.com. And we did. And to cut to the chase, Aunt Mickey's doing mail order drugs for one-third the cost of what they cost in this country. Same drug, same pharmaceutical manufacturer. What do I think? Do I think that my 93-year-old Aunt Mickey should be able to afford her medication?
Absolutely.
Why can't she? Why does she have to have her two nieces? And by the way, she refers to Carol Ann and me as you girls.
Okay.
You girls.
But the bottom line is to this is that health care is outrageously expensive. Even though the price of our houses have gone down in the last 10 years, the lowest price that our houses have been, health care,
the medications are going up.
All right, so the moral to the story is, as I try to address your question, what do I think will happen? I think that there will be some tremendously upsetting, even cataclysmic rearrangements of the healthcare industry, but I believe that my Aunt Mickey will be able to afford her medication.
Okay, all right. But should she be forced to have her healthcare and everything?
In the future, she should be required to carry Medicaid Part D.
She should be required to carry Medicaid Part D. Okay, she should be required. Well, I think that's the nut of this whole thing is what are we required to carry? And it'll be very interesting to see how this all moves forward through the through
what are
the
you going to do with the people that don't have any income?
They're going to come to your free clinic and mine.
Okay.
So there's the free clinics are actually, there's probably going to be more pressure on the free clinics.
I think there will be.
There's a general discussion right now among the free clinics in South Carolina. Do we want to become free and charitable clinics? Meaning, are we going to start serving people with a little bit of insurance coverage, a little bit of health care coverage? Are we going to start dabbling in reimbursement? And different clinics have different positions on this. But one of the
big things is, do you take federal money, though, right, as a free clinic? Your clinic doesn't take...
I wouldn't touch federal money for my free clinic because I don't want the regs.
Right?
No.
And don't you either.
We will not either.
Exactly. So that right there makes a big difference, doesn't it?
We are owned and operated by the churches.
Right. So it's a big difference. Well, you know what? You are listening to WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We certainly want you to get out. If you haven't been to a doctor in a long time, if you have a thousand reasons why you don't go, and you are not feeling well day in and day out, please get out there and go. The two here in Greenwood, you know, this is going to be a heck of a video on YouTube, folks. If you... Clinic Gratis, the free clinic right here in Greenwood, is at the United Building. It is in the basement there. They'll be there all day from 9 to 5. And the Greater Greenwood United Ministries free medical clinic right here in Greenwood is there too. Donna Trapp, I know you guys are looking forward to this Saturday to be able to help people find the help that they need.
Absolutely. We want them to all come out.
And I know you'll do a great job. This is the first one, correct, that they've had?
It is.
And so you have tried to cover every issue that there is out there, correct?
We've tried to cover the things we think are the big issues.
The big issues. And if somebody wants to call or needs more information, can they call Lakeland Cares before I give the number out?
Give it out.
Okay, 941-7831. That's 941-7831. That's Lakeland Cares. They'll be there this Saturday at all the different locations we've talked about. But if you need to call them, give them a call. Get the information, 941-7831. Beth Bethel, Dr. Beth Bethel, thanks for coming out here today.
Thanks for having me. As always, it's been great fun.
It is. And Donna Trapp, I certainly hope that this weekend turns out to be a super big event.
I'm sure it will. And thanks for having us, Ann.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.